Warren, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So bar and restaurant owners across Illinois are dealing with the new reality of fall dining. How long can they serve outdoors while inside capacity increasing? How do you keep staff and customers safe? So I invited a great group of Chicagoland restaurateurs to talk about the challenges and those opportunities. Same folks that joined us when all this started back in March, and I thought it would be a good time to check in with everybody. So please welcome John Carlo, Nardini from Club Lago in River North, George Karzas from the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park, and Matt Rinaldi from Holtz in Park Ridge. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, guys. So
All right.
There you are. I was waiting for you there.
Great to hear you.
Yeah, same here. Let's talk about you first, Giancarlo. Being downtown, close to the station here, you and your brother are third-generation owners of the place, and as you've told me time and time again, you haven't screwed it up yet.
Right, because the third generation is always the one that's supposed to mess it up. So, ideally, so far,
yeah,
we have not done that. So, we're making it work.
Yeah.
We're making it work, and we are lucky to be able to make it work.
Tell folks about Club Lago and your history.
I appreciate it. So Club Lago, we've been on Superior and Orleans, so just south of Chicago Avenue, and now I'm just doing that. But we're an old-school Italian-American place that has been around since 1952. We've been around forever.
Yeah.
And we are lucky, again, to be able to keep going what Grandpa and Dad created.
Right.
And
yeah,
this is what my brother and I keep going,
yeah,
and keep giving to the city of Chicago, but keep giving to our customers. And we love it, and we love what we do.
Now, when you first reopened, and I remember this day when they allowed you to actually open and serve people outside, the city decided it was time to redo your sidewalks the day before. Am I right?
Well,
it was pretty close. It was pretty close. Literally days before you had to open, but you guys made it work. I mean, you were serving veal parm two blocks down while they were fixing the sidewalk.
We are very lucky to have a sidewalk,
mm-hmm,
and the city gives us a sidewalk. Therefore, we are very lucky that the city,
yeah,
gives us the things that we have.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. So now that, okay, you got that out of the way. You're good. Take a deep breath.
All right.
Deep breath. So now, with the weather getting cooler, what is the plan? Like, what are you doing differently in the restaurant?
Well, pardon me, I'm lighting a beautiful Davidoff cigar right now in my backyard. Really, it is a beautiful cigar.
Wish I was there.
Daughter, Sarah, is back here working on her volleyball.
Okay, all right.
What we're doing now has been a long and involved question mark.
Mm-hmm.
We have this outdoor space that has been great. We've bought heaters that have been great. We want to do whatever we can to serve as many of our customers as we possibly can. We are, and I mean,
but you haven't opened up inside yet. You haven't opened up inside yet. So have you done that since? A little bit? You're dipping in a little bit?
We can be open inside.
Mm-hmm.
Our attitude has been, we are open inside if it rains.
Okay.
But at this point, and the reason that we're seeing that is that it is safer for our employees,
mm-hmm,
and it is safer for our customers not to be open inside. But the bottom line at this point is, yeah, we're open inside. Yes.
Okay.
We're open inside.
Okay. And, you know, of course, you get all the great Italian food in your place. These are family recipes?
Yes.
A long time.
We've been, you know, 60 plus years. I mean, we've been serving people for a long time. Our Italian food is great and well established. And we want to serve the great city of Chicago. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we have done for a long, long time.
Right.
But we want to be as safe as we possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah, which I've been there, and you have absolutely done that. I'm going to bring in George from Gale Street. You know, George, he is a fabulous guy. And, you know, when this all first happened, we had George on the phone, and he wasn't open right away. He decided he was going to just stay closed and ride it out for a little, you know. But then you opened up, George, and you did more of the takeout, but now you built this beautiful patio.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me on and all of us and letting us sing a little bit. We started slow, baby steps, I'd call it. You know, we watched it first and tried to get a feel for what was happening, and now we're open outside, as you said. So it's carry out, and we're on our patio out back, and it's very small, and it's, you know, 8 to 10 tables, depending on configuration. We're open Wednesday to Sunday back there, and it's a nice experience.
It is.
I think people are
kind
of enjoying it. Yeah, it's the backyard.
It's your backyard, actually. It is. It's across the alley. And because when you said you're opening up a patio, I said to myself, okay, where exactly is that on your property? I'm trying to think, like, where is he done that? And it's cozy, it's nice, it's distanced, and you got limited staff, and you're getting it done.
We are getting it done, and we're happy to do so. We're not going to get rich out there in the alley, but we're going to keep the lantern lit and do our best. We are looking to move inside on right around that first week in November. We're thinking we'll be ready to go inside. We're making a couple of alterations inside, and we'll be able to seat about 34 people in the bar and about 34 people in the main dining room, and we should be fine for the winter.
Okay, tell folks about, you know, your ribs. You guys have been around for a very, very long time. Not
as long as those Nardini boys, but yeah, the Gale Street that opened in 63, and my dad bought it in 85 and happy to take over for the first family that did a great job. And like Giancarlo, my father and grandfather were both restaurateurs, so we love what we do too, and we're lucky to say that.
Giancarlo,
and listen, George, your place is amazing. Gale Street Inn is the kind of place that Chicago should be proud of, and is proud of, and is the kind of place that we all need to celebrate as much as we possibly can.
Well, let me light a cigar too.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you having a bourbon? Are you having a bourbon with that cigar, Giancarlo? I just want to ask you.
I'm drinking a half acre beer. So if I keep this going with Chicago stuff, a half acre beer, Bodum, which is a really wonderful IPA by Half Acre. A great Chicago brewery that is right around the corner from where I live. Bodum Half Acre definitely needs to be celebrated also. So
excellent.
Let's keep the Chicago stuff going.
Absolutely. And we're going to have Matt Brunelli from Holtz join us in just right after the news. We're talking our restaurant roundtable with George Karzis from the Gale Street, Giancarlo from Club Lago, and Matt from Holtz and Park Ridge. And there's more after the news next on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to the restaurant business during these interesting times with George Karzis from the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park, Giancarlo Nardini from Club Lago in River North, and Matt Rinaldi from Holtz in Park Ridge. Matt, we're getting to you now. Thanks for being so patient, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Absolutely. So tell a little bit, listeners, about your place. I mean, you guys opened up how many years ago?
I will be celebrating 5 years this month.
You're a baby. So. You're a baby compared to these guys.
Yeah,
but here. Keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, buddy.
When my partners and I opened Holtz, we wanted to bring a city vibe to Park Ridge. We serve New Haven style pizza, great burgers, craft cocktails, and specialize in Chicagoland beer.
That's fantastic. And you're in the old location on the corner by the Park Ridge train that used to be Pine's Menswear Shop, where I got my first suit in eighth grade. If people know Pines. Exactly.
The building goes back to the building itself. The Cubs won 3 World Series. So
okay. Okay. All right. Well, you've got big open windows, you know, so people feeling some good airflow coming into your place. You've been able to expand on the patio, which I've seen, and then into the street a little bit. And you got some people in the restaurant, a couple people at the bar, but pretty low key. Now that the street is going away, like, what are your thoughts on all this, Matt?
Well, I think, you know, we were fortunate once we opened, like, when we were just allowed to do outdoor, the big windows were allowed to sit people, I think it was 6 to 8 feet from the window in. So we had some indoor seating going. And the city of Park Ridge, like, gave us some more parking spots. Like, they were very generous to all the local restaurants to, like, get more tables. They knew with the 6-foot spacing, you know, we just need a lot of space. And it helped us. It definitely helped us keep a summer-like atmosphere and summer-like business. Now I feel like we're going into, once the windows close, which we're this week, because it's pretty chilly, you don't know. We're back into the unknown. Like, you know, you lose the Christmas parties. You're not going to get a group of 25 people on a company card. Like, that'll hurt in December. We benefit from being a small, you know, in a suburb, like being considered as a neighborhood restaurant. So, you know, we still get our carryout business is probably up 400-500%.
Right, right. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. And you've been doing cocktails to go too, right?
Yes. Once the city allowed or the state allowed us to, we were able to package some. Like, you know, that they, of course, the state allowed that a little too late to make that. It was about a week before we were able to open the doors to get some, sit-down guests. But
right. Now, let me ask you this. Are all of you thinking and planning about getting another round of PPP? I mean, they keep talking about it, and I thought it was something that was going to come really in September, and we're ready on October 2nd here. Do any of you have an opinion on this that to get you guys through and get the restaurant businesses through all this, that you need another round of this? Anyone want to jump in?
Well, we benefited greatly from the first round of the Triple P, and I feel like for restaurants to benefit from it, it has to be a forgivable loan. To get a loan, that even if it's a 1% loan, it's, you know, to open up with $75,000, $100,000 in debt in this business is not favorable. So, I mean, if they do another round of forgivable loans, like, that's fabulous to keep people employed. If it's not forgivable, I hope I don't have to take it.
Well, and right, I mean, we want to pay our people. And while we were closed, I mean, during the shutdown, at the point where nobody was open, having the PPP allow us to give money to our people who weren't working felt really, really good. But at this point, what's the next round? What could be the next round of PPP is just money. I mean, just let us pay for everything. Just let us use this money to keep our business going. And we loved, we were incredibly excited to let pay for our employees.
Right, right.
But this next level, we've got to keep our business going.
Yeah. George, you have any thoughts on that?
I share both of the gentlemen's opinions. Yeah, I'm not interested in a loan either. I mean, I'm not crazy about taking handouts. I've never even felt like that we should. But I mean, when you're told to close and you're mandated to close, then it feels okay. So we did take it in the first round, and
like Matt said, I'm all for it being completely forgivable. That's what they do with the big boys. So why not do it with the little guys? And if they want to give us some more, you know, I would probably take it. I kind of want to tell everybody that I take it too, though. I'm a golfer, and I always count all my strokes. So I lay it out there on the line. If, you know, I kind of feel bad taking it, but I also pay taxes myself, as do my employees. So it's kind of we're giving it back to ourselves a little bit. Yeah. I would rather just, you know, try to stay creative, try to work hard is what we've always done in this business. You know, most of us work in Saturdays and Sundays and weekends. Yeah. Our work, you know, everybody else's play is our work. And that's all. Just give us a fighting chance. If you're going to open up the streets, open up all the streets. If you're going to,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, just cut it. Just let it be fair to all. And I've kind of found it a little exciting to. I've got like a spark in me again. You know, I'm enjoying working. There's less employees around. I'm finding guests to be pretty gracious and very generous, and people are understanding. We're going to get through it, and. Like I said, I feel like a little spark. As much as we're down about, you know, 50% here, I'm basically optimistic on what's going to happen here.
Is it 50%? Is that what it is? It's 50%. Yeah,
we're right about 50%. Yeah,
got it, Matt. What about you? What's your opinion on all this, or what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, from the just like what they said, it. I just want to keep my employees and keep everybody working. Like, yeah. You know, you don't want to let anybody go. Our kitchen staff has been there for almost, the average is at least 4.5 years. So, you know, and from this, I told them when the first round came out, I'm like, I've got 8 weeks. I'm like, we got 4 pay periods, 80 hours for y'all. And after that, it's like, luckily they were able to open the doors and get regular revenue going. Since we've been able to serve guests, we're at about 93%.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay.
But during the shutdown, you know, it was 50%.
Yeah.
You know, so now what's going forward with when you lose the outside, I mean, I'm hoping if we could touch 70%. So it's keep everybody employed, try not to take any loans. And when it's over, you know, when things get back to normal, like I could say Gale Street Inn, Club Lago, and Holtz will serve great food and will thrive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, one of your folks at one of your restaurants had said to me, and I won't say which one, but they said when it was raining outside, they're like, ugh, I need it to not be raining or cold just for a few more weeks. I budgeted to, you know, make sure I'm still bringing in some money because that does change everything. Club Lago, Giancarlo, what do you got going on this weekend? What do you got going on tomorrow?
We are very excited about constantly serving people. I mean, and we have heaters out, mm-hmm. and we have an outdoor space that has only gotten better.
Uh-huh.
And what concerns me is there are places in the world where when it gets cold, people still hang out outside. Stockholm, Quebec City, places way in the north where what they're used to is it gets cold, and yeah, it gets cold, but no problem. We sit outside, we have blankets, we have heaters, and it's no problem. Chicago is not used to that. Chicago doesn't do that. So can we convince Chicago to sit outside, man?
Yeah.
Just sit outside.
I got you.
We have the heaters. We have the blankets. Sit outside.
Yep.
Sit outside. The food is the same. The booze is the same. Hang out. Hang out outside. And that makes it better for this whole restaurant scene in Chicago.
I agree with you. And we're talking Club Lago, Gale Street Inn, and Holtz in Park Ridge. I got to go, guys. Great talking to you, and I hope to see you all soon.
Oh, thanks, David.
Thanks, guys.
You,
all right. We'll be right back.